WFAN.
Well, it is a good morning to you and IUBE at 105, 50 seconds to go right along with it on what is now a Thursday morning on your fan. New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Harris Allen to my right. On the other side of the glass, Michael Fliegelman, Pat Boyle, those two gentlemen on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666 for a one-hour schmooze right up until Sal Licata. Sal coming your way at 2 on your fan. New York City.
First choice in the 2004 NFL draft, the San Diego Chargers select Eli Manning. The San Diego Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft pick. Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
Manning takes the snap. Back to throw. Under pressure. Boyd for Ross, and he's going to fight out of it. Still fights out of it. Now throws it deep downfield. Wide open Tyree, who makes the catch. What a play by Manning. Manning calling signals. Takes the snap. Looks left. Lobs it left. Versus wide open. Touchdown Giants. 35 seconds to go, and the Giants regain the lead. Manning to Burris.
No matter what's thrown at us, we can find a way to win. We had no doubts. We believed the whole time, and yeah, we made it happen.
He has time. Fastball over the middle. Caught inside Packer territory. Knicks runs out of a tackle. He's to the 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants!
Quarterback, starting quarterback. You think it's your job to go win the football game. You know you're just going to play a little bit. Man, I feel like that's the right way to play.
Manning out of the shotgun set, and he's back to throw. Climbs the pocket. Deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline.
This isn't about, you know, one person. This is about a whole team coming together, getting this win. So I'm just proud of our guys, proud of the team, the way we fought all year, kept their faith, kept their confidence, and just fought to the very end.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field. He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants!
Manning takes the snap. He looks right at Donnell. He pumps it. He goes longer, arcing to the end zone. In stride. Roger Lewis Jr., touchdown Giants! Eli Manning, 300 career touchdown passes.
There's no other option but just to handle it and do my job, support my teammates, support the Giants, and you know do what I can do to try to help go into football games. And right now, that's getting Daniel and helping him and supporting him.
You can say this about Eli Manning. You know, if you're listening, Eli, you did well, kid. You did well. And you have every fan's respect for who you are and what you did. You took all the humor, whether it was on the morning show with the Opie, the Mark Twain, the aw shucks, the pouting, the sound effects, the Huckleberry Finn, the All-American, white picket fence, middle American, apple pie, Chevrolet looks. You took all with a sense of humor. And the criticism, too, you took. And you took it all by taking the high road to the highest mountain, taking the high road to cloud 9 and the football heavens above. You were always Mr. Manning. You were always, always stand up. Even when they were knocking you down as those flesh-eating Niners back in the day, back when the NFC title and the Super Bowl was on the line. They hit you, and they hit you again, and they hit you again even harder. And you hit back, having them having to look at the final score. You became the greatest quarterback in the history of your franchise because of your football IQ, and your savvy, and your arm, and your inner drive, and your toughness. Ooh. Toughness that Mark Twain and Huckleberry Finn and Opie never had. You became like the others before you, the unquotable, saying nothing that anybody could remember, but always saying us instead of them, always accountable. You were always responsible. To this day, you still are. Always pointing those fingers at yourself instead of others who couldn't hold up their end of the bargain when you could. Anybody honest with themselves knows that success comes with working hard, for sure, and good luck. And with you, good luck, the residue of design. Sometimes you don't need design. Sometimes you need David Tyree's helmet and Asante Samuel dropping a pick. And sometimes you need excellence that you always wanted from yourself, like Mario Manningham. What a throw into that, into the tightest spot imaginable, and the catch he made. And Plaxico Burress, as I said before, Plaxico made a big catch. And he also proved sweatpants made good holsters. Eli Manning. Eli Manning, you did yourself, your team, your fans proud. All Giants fans will have until the 12th and never to remember you here in New York and there in Canton, Ohio, even if it doesn't come on the first ballot. Right now, you are extremely disappointed, and you said so. You're human. It's understandable, but you also understand the business you have chosen. You know that a change was going to be made. And again, better that you leave after 2 weeks, if you're going to be leaving at all, that's for sure. But you're leaving with your wits about you, that's for sure. And you have the rest of your life to enjoy your family, your friends, and the next chapter in your life, whether it's with the broadcasting or not. But right now, you're disappointed. Everybody understands that. Right now, you're saying the right thing because you've always said the right thing. But we know that the fire to throw that football, to score the football, to win with the football will always be there. And you know it, and we know it, and everybody knows it. And alone with your own thoughts, you know all of this happens because, once again, Mr. Manning, it is the business you've chosen. You can Google class. I've done that. You can Google class. I see a picture of you. So now the Duke of Durham gets his chance. And from what we're told, and we're anxious to see you too, Eli, we're anxious to see him. Whether he's the heir apparent or not, that has to be decided, and the sooner the better. So, yes, a change certainly had to be made. The Giants have been losing and losing some more, and too much for their fans, too much for the organization, too much for the players that they have. It's losing, so a change had to be made. And, of course, the quarterback, you know that. You get too much credit when you're winning and too much blame when you're losing. And you're 38, and you know, listen, you can't go on forever. No one does. And you're going to make the Hall of Fame. You can rest easy with that. But at the moment, you can work with Daniel Jones. You can work with the scout team. What is it? But it is time now for the Duke of Durham to get his chance. And the kid is smart. Here's how smart he is. He's smart enough to know that filling your cleats will not be easy because of the standard of excellence, the bar you set. And you know how tall that bar is, Eli, that you set? As tall as the Lombardi Trophy itself. Eli Manning, you proved a number of things over the course of 15, 16 years, aside from top 10 in all the category with the passing. And aside from two Super Bowls and the two Super Bowl MVPs against Belichick, against Brady. And he also proved another thing about the person. Never mind about the stats and the numbers and the touchdowns and the Super Bowls and the MVPs. You proved something about yourself over 15, 16 years in a tough market. Among Giant fans who will let you know how they're thinking. Giants fans who, like most New York fans of football, baseball, basketball, and the hockey too, know from what the hell is going on. And they would, to a man and woman, Eli, say this about you and what you proved. You proved, Eli Manning, that nice guys can finish first.